What would you say if I told you that the fear you are feeling, you don't have to hold on to? Fear is normal, but holding on to it is not. There is an invisible force that keeps us locked in that fear, and you can get past it. I'm about to share with you a story about a little girl named Luna who learned how to get past her fear. Do you want to know how? Well, I also need to tell you about the Fearster Treekster. You may ask now, well, what is a treekster? Well, the fearster is a treekster, and the treeksters are creatures who tell you to do wrong so that they can take your power. They use strong, heavy emotions such as fear or anger to draw you out of yourself so they can put bad ideas in your head and have them keep repeating. And when you act on these bad choices, the tricksters take your power and leave you stuck in your emotions. The longer you stay stuck in this emotion, the more power they take from you. These strong emotions aren't wrong, but are messages telling you that there is something about yourself that you need to understand, fix, and then act on. The tricksters know this is hard for us, which is why they come and try to get us to stay there. The longer we stay there, the more power they can take from us. And each trickster has a name according to the thought or emotion that they act on. So the fearster always tells people they should be afraid and keeps you stuck in that fear. But you can overcome these feelings. You have the power inside of you. The Fearster, featuring Luna, written by Rochelle Ruth. Hi, my name is Luna. I am almost 9 years old. I have a little secret that till now I haven't told. It really is quite awful because it stops me from my fun when I'm on the sandy beach and in the bright hot sun. In the summer, all my friends were meeting at the sea. I went along, although I knew that fishies frightened me. I really felt quite nervous when I arrived that day. I hoped my dreadful fear would not chase my fun away. My sister started running and jumped in for a swim. I followed her quite nervously until I saw a fin. Ah! I screamed and ran on back. I see a shark up there! All my friends began to laugh. I felt my sister stare. You're such a scaredy cat, she started taunting me. She rolled her eyes and swam away into the deep blue sea. I sat myself down on the sand and gazed down at my toes. I couldn't let the others know the reason I had froze. A shadow came in front of me. I looked down at the sand. It was my dear friend Annabelle. She wouldn't understand. How could I tell her I was weak? I felt a bit ashamed. She was always strong and bold. I wasn't quite the same. Dear Annabelle sat next to me and lifted up my chin. You need to tell me what is wrong and why you won't go in. I know that something isn't right. I see it in your eyes. I really wish you'd let me help, she said with two big sighs. I didn't know what I could say to my sweet Annabelle. She was my friend, yet I was scared and didn't want to tell. Tell me how you feel, she said. I'll help you think it through. I'm sure there's something we can do. I'll help you find the clue. I closed my eyes and asked myself, why do I feel this way? I knew there was no danger and the water was okay, yet I was sitting there on the shore so jealous and full of fear. As these thoughts crossed through my mind, I shed a tiny tear. I just want to have some fun like everyone out there, but my fear won't let me go. I won't even dare. As I watch you joyously all swimming in the sea, I know that's exactly where I really want to be. But when I think of going in, my body gets all tight. My heart beats fast and I can't breathe. I feel an awful fright. Something must be wrong with me. You must see that it's true. But I don't know what I can do. I haven't got a clue. Annabelle then looked at me and told me something new. I felt a shock to hear her say, "You know it isn't you. It's not your fault," she said to me. A treekster blocks your way. She wants to keep you blocked like this and take your power away. How can this be? This can't be real. I doubted what she said. It really was quite difficult to get it in my head. It's all true, said Annabelle. I've seen this one before. She takes your fears and blocks them in so you will make some more. This trapping of your feelings makes some energy, you see. She takes that power straight from you. She thinks it holds the key. Every time you feel afraid, she pulls it like a thread. That is why the fear stays there. She's playing with your head. I looked at her in disbelief. Could she be tricking me? How can you tell? There's no sound and nothing I can see. The tricksters are invisible. There's sound you cannot hear. You seem to have the fearster since your thoughts are stuck in fear. From her little bag, she put blue glasses on her face. These always seemed to be with her. She took them every place. These magic glasses help me see these tricksters very clear. She's flying near your shoulder and whispering in your ear. My head felt numb. My jaw dropped wide. I had no words to say. I had thought that it was me, that I was born this way. Now I knew it wasn't me, but still, what should I do? This fearster really had to go. This trickster had to shoo. I started waving wildly with both arms in the air, aiming for the fearster's head. My hands flew everywhere. I heard some sudden laughter roaring at me from the sea. I realized that she made me look as foolish as can be. My anger burned inside of me. How could she be so mean? I stumped away to find a place far from the horrid scene. The only thing that I could do was push away my fear. I had to go swim in the sea. I felt it pull me near. I grabbed my mask and snorkel tube, ready to go swim. But as I rushed on down the shore, I couldn't go on in. I watched my friends in front of me all swimming in the sea. I felt quite sad and lonely. That was where I longed to be. I heard a small voice calling me, an angel from afar. Turning, I saw Ileana in a swimsuit with a star. She was wearing glasses and each lens was misty blue. I feared that she had come so far so she would tease me too. But when I looked down at her face, I knew it wasn't true. I can tell you what is wrong and what you have to do. She held a seashell in her hand, then put it to her ear. This magic shell will let you hear their voices loud and clear. She placed the shell right in my hand and walked away to play. I raised my arm instinctively to hear what fearsters say.
You are afraid of going in. You'll keep this fear all day. You never have believed you can. Instead, you'll just obey. I need to pull your power, and you have so much to give. With it, we make our magic. It's just the way we live. You humans don't have any clue the power you have inside. The full potential of yourself has never yet been tried.
What is this that's going on? A world I've never been shown? Telling me there's more to me than I have ever known? I had to find the answer of just how to make them go. Would Annabelle still help me out despite our awful row? I turned and saw her next to me. She looked so very sad. She opened up her downturned lips. I'm sorry that you're mad. I didn't know they'd laugh at you. I didn't think it through. The tricksters can't be waved away. Only one thing you can do.
It's okay. I understand. Now tell me what to do.
She turned to me and slowly said, it's only up to you. They're cute, you see, and talk so sweet. You want to hold them tight. You've got to use your power inside. Your voice can set things right. She leaned in close, then took my hands and whispered in my ear. You're the one to make them stop, the only one they'll hear. What's the fearster telling you? When did she first appear? Look deep within and ask yourself, why is she really here?
I don't know. I can't recall me swimming in the sea. I have been scared for way too long. Why did she pick on me?
Annabelle said, you must do it, even with the fear. That will make the fearster go. And you'll be in the clear. I watched her wade into the sea with goggles on her head.
It's now just up to you. You can.
is what she said.
I took a deep, big breath inside and let it all sink in.
She had told me what to do so I could really win.
I can, I said spontaneously and felt a surge of strength. I can, I screamed out loud once more and stepped a body's length. I felt the fear, but moved straight on while looking at my friend. I had the power to push on through right to the very end. Next thing I knew, I passed my fear and stepped into the sea. I joined my friends to splash around as happy as can be. Out there I saw amazing things and I had so much fun. Dolphins swam right next to me while playing in the sun. And yet the best part of my day was knowing I could be stronger than the fearster. Yes, the power was in me. Sorry, tips to get past the fearster. She's a tricky gal. The fearster always tells you that something bad is going to happen and stops you from having fun. Sometimes she alerts you to danger, but other times there's no reason to be afraid. It's in these moments that even though you understand that you are safe or that nothing is going to happen, this crazy little gal always locks your mind into thinking that isn't the case. But remember, she's wrong. When she comes, just remind yourself of the truth. Look at the situation around you and ask yourself or others if there is any real danger. If others are happily doing what it is you want to do and you can't find a source of danger, then you know it is only the fearster. If there might be some danger, don't let her lock you in that fear. Figure out what you can do to get past it. And starting with a quiet voice, say, I can. I can. I know I can do it. Say it over and over and get louder and louder and believe it. I can. I can. I will. I will. The more you say it, the louder you say it, the more you will start to believe. And when you feel yourself ready, count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and take action. When you do this, the fearster will go away. Thank you for listening to The Fearster, a Trickster Story written by Rochelle Ruth. And know you can always get past the fear. Don't get stuck in it.